I'm Carla Reeves, and this is Differently. Whether you feel stuck in survival, navigating a change, or seeking more for your life, may this podcast be your weekly nudge to take a risk to build a life that is uniquely bold, authentic, and in alignment with your deepest values. After a decade of coaching individuals from corporate leaders to creative artists to multi-million dollar CEOs, I'm convinced we are far closer than we realize to what we deeply desire, and it's a willingness to do differently that can change everything. I don't know about you, but this last week, I've needed an extra dose of inspiration. I've had to give myself some serious pep talks. Today's episode is just that for you. I was seriously reminded that happiness takes a warrior spirit. It's not something you stumble upon. It's something you have to fight for, sometimes on the daily. I did some searching about what is a warrior spirit, and I found a number of different sources. In Native cultures, they talked about warriors developing skills necessary to be an asset to the tribe. And today, the warrior spirit, meaning using our God-given talent and ability to be an asset to the, quotes, tribe we serve. That tribe might be your family, your community, your coworkers, your friends. Other sources talked about a spiritual warrior as a person who challenges the fear, the lies, the false beliefs and judgments that create suffering and unhappiness. It is a war that takes place in the heart and mind. And then the third talked about Jesus being the greatest warrior. He had the courage, discipline, and openness to love unconditionally, even as he was being rejected and physically persecuted during his days. Even when his body was in physical pain, the only emotions he created and expressed were love and compassion. He did not use reason in his mind to hate or judge. That's extraordinary impeccability. If he could love in his challenges, then we can learn to love unconditionally in ours. All of the sources pointed to this fusion of awareness, courage, intention, discipline, and love. As I mentioned, the past few weeks, my mind was relentless in trying to take me down. And I've noticed in my private coaching clients and others in my life describing a very similar thing. How about you? Today, I want to give you 8 ways to take back your happiness and be a warrior for happiness, or fill in the blank, peace, contentment, whatever it is that you're seeking in your life. Number one, call out the lies of the mind. This requires awareness and courage. Remember, you don't have to believe everything you think. Our thoughts can feel big and scary, but when you face them toe to toe, they aren't as big and scary as they feel. Number two, turn to healthy routines. Do what supports you even when you don't feel like it. This can be morning routines, exercise, moving your body, prayer or meditation, reading or listening to an uplifting podcast. Fill your mind, surround yourself with things that really model what you want to feel more like. Number three, take the next right action, regardless of feeling like it. This can be a game changer. The good feelings will follow your good action. Number four, talk gently to yourself. Discern whether you need love or tough love. Number five, shift your focus. Give away what you most want. Get into somebody else's world and watch your mood turn right around. Number six, stop the spiral. If possible, delay making big decisions and or evaluating your life as a whole until your good perspective returns. Number seven, stand up. Show up for the sake of something bigger than the way that you feel in the moment. And number eight, take a new inventory. Take stock of what is good and working in your life. How you show up in these little moments builds muscle for the big moments. Your mind isn't in charge. You are. There's no doubt that happiness, dreams, your marriage, your work, and living your life to the fullest calls for a warrior spirit. You have this within you. Dig deep. If you're having trouble finding your warrior spirit, go to CarlaReeves.com and book a complimentary call with me. Rest assured, it's there. I'll help you find it. Hey, thanks for tuning into this episode of Differently. I hope it stirred your thinking, and I invite you to take one inspired action from something that stood out to you. If you want to hear more conversations like this, be sure to hit follow on your favorite podcast app. And if this episode could impact someone you know, please help us spread the word and pass it along. Remember, new episodes drop weekly. See you next week.